What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Stella Rae Herself podcast. Venus is retrograde, y'all. Our love lives and just everything connected to the planet of Venus, which is, you know, love and beauty, romance. We will be given an opportunity. We are given the opportunity to take a step back and reevaluate. So it's kind of like Mercury retrograde. I mean, in the sense of like, it's a retrograde. So with Mercury retrograde, which I think is coming up end of August, it's not a thing to fear though. And I feel like I've seen a lot of posts, a lot of tweets and TikToks about like, oh my God, Venus retrograde, like, oh my God, ruining everyone's relationships. But it's more so an opportunity to reestablish boundaries. It's kind of a check-in. And I think if you practice awareness and self-reflection, then you'll be fine, bitch. This Venus retrograde is in Leo. And apparently the last time Venus retrograde was in Leo was summer 2015, which what an iconic time. You know, I've seen comments where people have been like, that was actually the worst time of my life. So it's worth looking back to that period of your life and, you know, like, where were you romantically during that time? How was your relationship with yourself? Because, you know, Leo is the sign of the sun and of the self. So this is a great time to celebrate yourself, and especially as we are about to get into Leo season. What is it, next week or the week after? We're already going to be kind of thinking about those themes. So I would say the main takeaway from Venus retrograde in Leo for me is putting yourself first, which I think I discussed that last week, and setting boundaries to best support yourself and your needs and the life that you want, which we're also going to talk about that today. Shout out Venus retrograde for honestly giving us a lot of content as well as entertainment. Before we continue, beverage of the day check. I have a venti iced shaken espresso with oat milk and 3 pumps of classic from Starbucks. I kind of feel like it's PMS week, so the caffeine is not really hitting like I want it to, but it's espresso. I feel like espresso usually, you know. Quick announcement, I've been going live on TikTok just for the get ready with me's and the chats, and I've just been hanging out with y'all. The other night I did a live while I was waiting for my sister to get ready so we could go get some drinks, and I was like having a drink with you guys on live, and it was just so fun. So definitely make sure that you are following me on TikTok for those lives, and I answer questions, and it's just like, it's always such a small audience that it's a very intimate setting, you know. We get into the real tea, so definitely make sure you're following me on there. And I definitely want to start doing, I've been saying this, y'all, but I definitely want to start doing more TikTok content in general, but especially more vlogs and things like that. I feel like the two major Venus retrograde, I mean, I guess you could call it that, because they're relationships, public relationships that have gone awry recently. The two major ones are Keke Palmer and her baby daddy, and this whole Jonah Hill and his ex. So I wanted to talk about this and just the concept of boundaries and the concept of boundaries in a relationship, and when is it boundaries and when is it control. It's very interesting that both of these instances have to do with a man trying to control his partner. So with the Keke Palmer thing, she was getting serenaded by Usher. This man, her baby daddy, it was her boyfriend. People are speculating whether or not they were broken up before, and like, you know, they just hadn't made it public yet or whatever. He publicly quote tweets this video of her getting serenaded by Usher at a concert, and is like, it's the outfit though, dot, 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 you a mom. And then he tweets something, like, of course that went viral. And then he tweets something later that's like, basically like, I'm a traditional man. The mother of my child and my family is not going to be represented like that, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, how could he not see how this was going to go down? Like, did you genuinely think the whole internet was going to be like, oh my God, you're so right, you know? So to me, it's just giving a lot of insecurity and just a lot of like emotion. And then people were posting screenshots of like his Instagram story where he had been posting like her shaking her ass and like all this stuff before. But either way, it's like, it's not the fact that he had a problem with it that's really the issue. It's like the fact that you publicly like tweeted it. Like, that could have been a private convo. If something makes you uncomfortable, you just have to talk to your partner about it. So then in the Jonah Hill case, his ex-girlfriend, I don't really know the context of why these receipts were posted, but these text screenshots from him to her were revealed, and he was basically talking about how, oh, these are my boundaries for a relationship. You may not... You may not post in your... She's a surfer, by the way. You may not post in your bikini. You may not hang out with, you know, women, crazy women from your past. It was just this whole list of, like, controlling things she wasn't allowed to do. And then he ends it with, like, these are just my boundaries for a romantic relationship. If you can't accept that, we can't be together. Someone's acting like this, like, they're literally being manipulative, controlling, and abusive. Like, that's emotional abuse. He was like, I can't believe your therapist thinks I suck. I'm literally the best boyfriend on earth. And it's just so sad because it's like, Jonah Hill, I feel like, was such just a loved person on the internet. And people always wanted to defend him, like, when... The media, like mainstream media interviewers were like talking about his weight or making fun of his weight. People always wanted to have his back. People were like, oh my God, relatable king with your iced coffees. So this was very interesting to me because he's kind of using, bro, didn't Jonah Hill did a whole Netflix special, wasn't it with his therapist, like where he's like interviewing his therapist? So it just really goes to show, if you read the book, Why Does He Do That? About angry and controlling men, they kind of explain how therapy can often be used as a tool for an abuser to further their abuse and kind of like learn more tips and tricks on how to be controlling and hurtful and abusive. So he's kind of using this like therapy speech, like these are my boundaries for a romantic relationship, but he's using it completely wrong. So it's like you might think like, oh my God, wait, you're so right, like you must know a lot, like wow, you've been to therapy, you're not like other guys, like you're so woke, but it's he's actually just being controlling. So the definition of a boundary, I heard it described as the line between someone else's behavior and your behavior. Boundaries are not used to tell other people what they can and cannot do, which would be controlling. Boundaries are established to help you plan and communicate your response to what other people say or do. So this other article actually gave the example of smoking cigarettes. Personally, like me and my friends have had the conversation of like, we would rather someone smoke cigs than vape. Like cigs is giving like, I mean, cigs in New York and, like, Europe is giving, like, Bella Hadid, like, chic. Whereas vaping is giving me, like, trendy teen. Derogatory. God bless, I never got into vaping. None of my close friends are into vaping. Like, no offense. It's just, like, that's not chic. Vaping is not chic. Cigarettes, chic. I don't smoke, but I'm just saying. Okay, but anyway, they gave this example of cigarettes and how you might think a boundary is, don't smoke around me. Like, don't. You need to stop smoking. But that's kind of like a you statement. You know, you're trying to control the other person's behavior. If someone's an adult, bro, you can't control their behavior. What you can do is control your own behavior. So a boundary, which is more like an I statement, is something like, if you smoke, I will remove myself from the situation. I will leave the room. You're establishing the limits for your own good, not to control them. So I was really trying to think, like, how would you even... And I was talking about this on my podcast IG, on my story... But how can you even say that someone, what someone is wearing, what your partner is wearing? Could you actually set like a reasonable boundary with any of those things? Because trust is the basis of a relationship. So if you're saying like you may not be friends with these people, or like you may not wear a bathing suit, it's like, I think that boils down to lack of trust, because it's like, okay, like if I'm hot and I wear a bikini, like obviously people are gonna look at me, like I may get more attention. That attention has nothing to do with me and like my actions and like whatever. So it's like, if you trust me, it's like, if you're with that baddie, you have to know like what comes along with that. So like, what, it hurts your feelings when other people look at me? That's out of my control. It hurts your feelings if I'm friends with, I don't know, women that like to party. I'm not like going out and cheating on you, or like I'm not like out partying. Like it's like, so I just really, unless there was like a specific instance, it's like you're literally just trying to be controlling to prevent an issue that isn't even there, you know? And so that's why I think like trust goes a long way. If you're setting a boundary, ask yourself, am I asking for what I need in a clear, direct way? Like, what is it that you need, Jonah Hill? Do you need reassurance? Do you need a lobotomy? Will doing this ultimately make the relationship better and provide a safe space for me? I think telling your girlfriend what to wear is not really creating a safe space, personally. is this coming from a place of self-awareness and calm, grounded energy? Obviously not. Like, in both of the situations, the Keke Palmer situation and this situation, like, obviously not. It's coming from control, jealousy, anger. If the other person respects this boundary, will I feel a sense of gratitude and renewed energy to find a solution? No. If any of these answers are no, if you're not asking for what you need, only telling them what to do, if it's designed to punish the other person or teach them a lesson, if it feels defensive, impulsive, or heated, if it feels self-righteous or like winning when they comply, you're not setting a boundary, you're engaged in manipulation. So yeah, if you get the slightest hint of any of that energy from someone that you're dating or someone that you have a crush on, definitely run in the other direction, because that's not behavior you personally can change in someone, let alone a grown man. And like, oh, like, don't even think, like, if this is your boyfriend, if your boyfriend's doing this to you, like, don't think like, oh, well, we can just go to couples therapy. He can just go to therapy and get better. Like, he wants to be better. It's like, he can do that on his own time. Like, that doesn't need to be your man while he's like trying to change himself. Because number one, you can't change a man. Number two, therapy will only give them more tools. If someone's abusive, that'll only give them more tools to be more abusive. You are scared to set a boundary yourself in a relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship or with a friend, just know that, you know, it's okay to be scared, but ultimately something like that will bring a relationship closer together if it's received positively. If it's a genuine boundary and the other person respects that boundary, that builds so much trust and just such a deeper connection between the two of you, you know. And if they don't, if it's a, again, if it's a true genuine boundary and not control or manipulation, the other person does not respect it, then you kind of know, you know, what kind of person they are and how deep you can really take that relationship, or if it's even a relationship you want in the first place. So much of growth, self-growth, and, you know, growth just in life is about being okay with being uncomfortable and facing discomfort. And I think in a lot of instances, like, you know, setting a boundary or even receiving a boundary, it's like, would you rather face the short-term comfort of like, oh, let me not, over the long-term discomfort of like never really having a deep relationship with anyone and like feeling walked all over. So Venus will be retrograde until September 3rd. It's the whole summer, Venus retrograde. But again, you don't need to fear, guys. It's just really a good time to reconnect with yourself, practice self-love, and ask yourself what it is that you want. You know, what boundaries do I need to set or revisit? How can I change up my routine to best support myself? How can I show myself love and appreciation every day? And just remember, I think I was talking about this recently as well, but it's funny when I like want to talk about a subject and then it's like something relates to it, you know, in the cosmos. But when you put yourself first and when you have good intentions, not everybody may like you or agree with you or think that you're whatever. I don't know. I feel like, honestly, when you start doing well in life and you start having and really practicing self-love, more people dislike you because most people don't have that. And so when they see someone else with that, and that's not to be like, oh, like, fuck the haters, but I think it's just genuinely true. Like, when people see someone really living their best life, I think especially a woman, and thriving and like saying no, because a lot of practicing self-love is disappointing people, and not out of a bad, you know, place or like an angry place or, you know, where you don't want to like give. But it's like, if you have in the past always said yes to people, always been there for other people at the cost of your own self and mental health and time, people are not going to like when you start putting yourself first. That just gives way to so many more opportunities where you will find genuine relationships and experiences and opportunities that are truly for your best self, because you are presenting your best self and your most uplifted self and supported self to the world. And that is who's manifesting. That's who's attracting
the relationships that she wants and the opportunities that she wants and the experiences that she wants, you know, instead of someone who, you know, is insecure, doesn't put herself first, settles for the bare minimum.
So that's all I have to talk about today. These sirens, y'all, are not it. They keep going off every 2 seconds. Something must be happening outside. I mean, let's pray for them, y'all. But can y'all let me record a Celebrate podcast? Let me know what you want me to talk about next week. Don't forget to follow my podcast IG at Celebrate Podcast. And IG story me a screenshot of you listening if you enjoyed. Bye, everyone.